This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. My favorite arborist, Faith Applequist, shared her thoughts on the worst trees for planting. Tree selection is a big deal. They're an investment in dollars and time. There are lots of considerations. One of those is the mature size of the tree you select. Oftentimes, homeowners don't see the 4-foot sapling they planted 4 feet from their foundation growing to 40 feet tall. That's not a good thing. So plant for mature size. Now, let's take a look at some offending trees and why we should not plant them. The Siberian elm is likely one of the worst to plant in North America. People choose it because it's a fast grower. It can exceed 50 feet in 20 to 30 years. That also means its branches are weak, leaving messy, broken appendages. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com. Faith suggests the Jefferson American elm. Don't worry, it doesn't get Dutch elm disease. Flowering crab apples are such a welcome sight until July. While their flowers, foliage, and fruit are lovely, the diseases these beauties are prone to make it one to watch out for. I have a list of disease-resistant varieties that will make you much happier. One of those is Royal Raindrops, which I have in my front yard. Again, check my website for pics and more info. Another tree that I planted many years ago, Autumn Blaze Maple. Faith calls autumn disaster. Ouch! It grows fast, has gorgeous fall color, and is weak in the crotch. The first big storm could take it out. So far, mine is standing. Faith says, don't take it out if it's healthy, but don't plant another. Instead, plant ginkgo biloba. And as for silver maple, yeah, they get weak too. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends. You'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.